He leveled his gun on the back of Prentice's head, pulled the trigger, and watched as blood and hair flew. Master Prentice's hands shot out, the fingers spread against the dark sky, and he collapsed almost at the stunned weasel's feet. As if in response to this, the atomic sun came on, flooding the world with light. "I'll, you gunslingers, kill them all!" Roland cried, fanning the trigger of his revolver, that ancient murder machine, with the flat of his right hand. Four had fallen to his fire before the guards, lined up like so many clay ducks in a shooting gallery, had registered the sound of the gunshots, let alone had time to react. "For Gilead! For New York! For the beam! For your fathers! Hear me! Hear me! Leave not one of them standing! Kill them all!" And so they did. The gunslinger out of Gilead, the former drug addict out of Brooklyn, the lonely child who had once been known to Mrs. Greta Shaw as Bama, coming south from behind them, rolling through thickening banners of smoke on the SCT, diverting from a straight course only once to swerve around the flattened body of another housekeeper, this one named Tammy, was a fourth. She, who had once been instructed in the ways of nonviolent protest by young and earnest men from the NAACP, and who had now embraced, fully and with no regrets, the way of the gun. Susanna picked off three laggard Humi guards and one fleeing Tahin. The Tahin had a rifle slung over one shoulder, but never tried for it. Instead, he raised his sleek, fur-covered arms, his head was vaguely bearish, and cried for quarter in parole. Mindful of all that had gone on here, not in the least how the pureed brains of children had been fed to the beam killers in order to keep them operating at top efficiency, Susanna gave him neither. Although neither did she give him cause to suffer, or time to fear his fate.